In just a few weeks, downtown Kingston will become a walkable outdoor art gallery with the launch of Play Me Kingston, a public art project featuring 11 guitar sculptures custom designed by local artists. This Downtown Kingston BIA initiative will see the guitars installed throughout the downtown core from mid-August through November, each celebrating Kingston's music scene while marking two major milestones: the 10th anniversary of the Tragically Hip's final concert coming up in August, and the inaugural Road Trip Music Festival in September. Before brushes met the canvas, I sat down with two artists involved in the project, Rowan Grant and Sergio Hawa, along with Downtown Kingston's events strategist, Nayeli Salazar. They shared the inspiration behind the project, their designs, and what they hope people will take away from the experience. For Downtown Kingston, what sparked the idea for Play Me Kingston?
So Mary Joy, it is our executive director, and she tried to have more art here in the community, and she tried just to have this for many years, but we didn't have the opportunity to just, I don't want to say justify, but justify, you know, like just to have the opportunity to have this kind of art in Kingston. And when Tourism of Kingston, they were asking just to, oh, do you want just to be involved with the HIP celebration? It is 10 years. I think that it is big for the city and the fans. So that's why Mary Jo is like, Nayeli, you know what? I think we can just do it now. And we can just do big guitars. And that's why we started this project.
Mm-hmm. And I see the connection with the big guitars. I was wondering if you could expand more on why this felt like the right project to celebrate music here in Kingston.
Yeah, totally. So when we are just trying to find the perfect project for this big or live in gallery here in Kingston, for us, music in general, it has been so big. And as probably our audience or your audience know that the first music festival, it is coming in Road Trip in September. So for us, it was like it is a perfect match just to select an instrument that it is so unique for a band like the HIP. I think that it is the perfect element just for this project.
Absolutely. And Rowan and Sergio, I wanted to dive into your initial reactions when this opportunity kind of came to your door.
Well, for me, it was a really great opportunity and also very exciting to know about this project, because also I think once I started learning about Tragically Hip and Gord Downie especially, I was really inspired by, and I really wanted to do something in that theme. When I knew about the project, I thought it was a perfect match and the perfect moment to do a tribute to this band and to Gord Downie especially.
Mm-hmm. And Rowan, what were your initial thoughts?
I think music is so integral to Kingston, and you know, visual artists and musicians go hand in hand. So when I heard about this project, I was really excited by it. Like, I love that we're paying tribute to not just the HIP, which, mm-hmm. but like all the musicians here in Kingston, and like all our great local bands. And yeah, I think being able to kind of show our love for the music here as visual artists was really exciting to me.
Mm-hmm. And we're still in early days. A lot of things are still in flux. You still have lots of time to design those guitars. But I was wondering if you could get into where you're at now, what you're thinking, and maybe some of those initial design plans.
Yeah, I'm in the planning moment. We already did an application for the project, and which is a big part of planning the what we're going to do. But also, since this is a 3D element, we are thinking now, well, what I'm going to do on the back of the guitar, what I'm going to do on the sides. So it's to have an integral piece of art that could be seen everywhere, because this is mainly like a sculpture. So I'm in this moment, I'm planning all these things, and it's exciting. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And how are you kind of working in your style or your favorite kind of forms into this guitar?
Well, you know, what I mainly do is portraits, and I like to do very expressive portraits, because I when I do my portraits, I just not only want to to show a face of someone. I want to express the entire, probably the story of the person somehow, right? And so in this case, in this particular case, I'm working with my style, very expressive and not hyper realistic, but in a way that people could see his face there, but at the same time bring the entire message of the secret path that is the project that really inspired, that I was inspired for my guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Rowan, where are you at in your creative process right now?
So I'm still figuring things out. Like I said, like we have done the pitch. And within my pitch, I really wanted to capture the long history of music here in Kingston. For example, the first piano here in town was at a church. The first choirs were at the church. So a lot of my initial inspiration was sort of exploring the spiritual aspect of music, because spirituality is something I explore a lot in my own artwork. I'm very abstract within like nature, and I like using lots of like bright colors and stuff. So right now I'm working on like something that's sort of stained glass-esque, like very I want you to see the light shining through it, despite it being like a stationary object that obviously doesn't have any light shining through it. So yeah, I think I just want to capture the spirit of music.
Mm-hmm. Already, especially between you two, you can see how different the styles are with each guitar, which is really cool.
Yeah. And actually, I want just to share that we try just to pick or select artists that have different visions and different techniques. Kingstonians, they can just see the variety of artists that we have here in the community.
Mm-hmm. And you both kind of mentioned that element of these massive guitars that are 3D. Can you speak to the fun challenge of designing for such a unique canvas?
For me, it's kind of interesting because lately I've been painting on top of luggages, on top of different things. Painting in a 6 feet guitar, it's a different challenge, but it's, I would say, mostly very exciting. Very exciting. I'm just waiting to have the guitar in my hands to see, and probably I'm gonna get a little bit, like, I don't know, annoyed by the size of the guitar.
For me, I work as a tattoo artist as well, so that's obviously like 3D the 3D object of the body. So I think when I was designing it, I kept that in mind, like how it's going to wrap around the whole body. I think it's going to be a challenge to paint a 6 foot guitar, but I'm actually very excited by the challenge.
Yeah.
There's even the logistics of painting is going to be quite interesting. And in that way, as an artist, like I love a challenge. So
You have your work cut out for you for sure. And both of you, again, things are still in flux, so this could change. But I was wondering if you could pick out a few of the little details that were on your initial designs and kind of explain the inspiration.
Well, in my case, I would say that I've been inspired by The Secret Path, that last project, that last album that Gord Downie did, and all his effort in making viral that a story that every Canadian should know. But he did it in a time where we didn't have that strong development of social media that we currently have, right? So I was really amazed by that. And so in that last concert, he was singing to a crowd in front with a background of that story. I mean, all this animation was on behind him in a large screen. I'm trying to replicate that in my guitar somehow. Like I have a background that I'm creating with scenes of that video, of that film, and I'm painting his portrait on top of that. So somehow to replicate that idea. Yeah, that's my inspiration.
Mm-hmm. For me, I definitely took elements of like the hip's long-term career. For example, the spine on the neck of the guitar is like the little bones. And I think that the spine also represents like the core of the music here. And I think for me, I really wanted to just showcase how the like anatomical heart of Kingston is music. So we've got like a heart, a spine, And it's going to be very interesting, I think.
And for both of you guys, what does it mean to have your work displayed downtown like this in such a big way? And then I'll also ask you, Nayeli, what it means for the Downtown Kingston team to finally be able to have this public art project that it seems like you guys have been wanting for a long time.
Well, for me, I would say that I don't think I have words to explain how exciting this is to see my work along with so many great artists in downtown, in exterior. I mean, it's an outside exhibition, so many people that it probably is not the current the common audience for a gallery or for art, but they are going to be exposed to all these pieces, and I think it's amazing. It's very exciting, and yeah, and I feel really grateful to be part of this selection.
I agree. I'm also feeling very grateful. I think for me, it's really like the next step in my arts career, and I'm really grateful for the city of Kingston for letting me explore this. I think having everything displayed in downtown Kingston, like having the general public walk by all of our pieces and be able to engage with art in that way, I think is going to be really special. Like, I think it's going to really bring like a sense of vibrancy to downtown Kingston.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for us, it is, as I was sharing with you, we have been working in this kind of project for many years, probably three, until we found the perfect match. And for us, we are so exciting. It is right now it is only the general director, Mary Jo, that she did bring the whole idea. And she was like, Anayeli, I think you can help me just to bring this to life. And right now I am just so excited. We received almost 40 submissions for this project, and it was so hard just to select the 10 artists. You know, like the whole process behind the whole project, it is amazing.
And what are you hoping folks experience once these are all set up and they come across them downtown?
Well, actually, when we post the picture of the actual structures, like, we got a lot of good comments on that post, DMs as well. A lot of people, including the artists, they are like, it is AI or it is the actual guitars. And I was like, no, literally it is a guitar. It looks like that. Like, it is no AI. It is real. So I think we will have like a lot of good comments about this, especially because all of them, they are using a lot of colorful like designs, and it will bring a lot of life to the downtown, I think.
And for you guys, with your particular designs, what are you hoping people experience when they come across them?
Well, for me, it's always exciting to see the reaction of people when they see your pieces, right? I think one of the things that really inspired me more is to see art and to celebrate music also as a way to communicate a message, right? In my case, for my guitar, what I want is to spark people's attention on that story of Cheney Wenjack, the story that inspired Gord Downie in that project, The Secret Path. I want to make a tribute to Gord Downie and also spark their curiosity on people to see what is this. Or there are many of us, like when I say us, I'm talking about myself as an immigrant, that probably don't know the story. And this is a story that every Canadian should know. And my hope is that when people see my piece, they at least have the curiosity to go get deeper and try to know a little bit more about that.
For me, when people see my piece, I hope that it just sparks the joy of music. Like, I really want people to feel the reverence of the beauty that is music, where we all, people come together to create it, to dance to it, to sing to it. And I really hope that when people look at my piece, they feel the energy of the beautiful music scene here in Kingston.
You may not be able to speak to this, but do you think there's a chance this could become a more long-term installation in the future?
Well, so actually, we are trying to have these for next year. So we want to have another 10 guitars. So probably we can have like more, you know, like this kind of exhibitions. We kind of started last year with the chairs that are in Sydney. So that was like a kind of a small project. So just to start seeing how the Kingstonians are excited about these kind of things. And we saw that it was so popular and it is still popular, but because they are on Sydney right now. This exhibition, it will be from August to November because winter. So we have to move the guitars, but we are trying just to convince our sponsors if they can just bring them back to the spot next year so we can have more guitars and more to see.
Awesome. So maybe an annual tradition.
Hopefully.
That was artists Rowan Grant and Sergio Hawa, along with Downtown Kingston's Nayeli Salazar, speaking about Play Me Kingston just before work began on their guitar sculptures. The installation opens in mid-August and will feature 11 sculptures displayed throughout downtown Kingston until November, inviting residents and visitors alike to explore the city's musical history through public art. The project also serves as a tribute to the 10th anniversary of the Tragically Hip's final concert and the inaugural Road Trip Music Festival. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.